Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. We back in business. It's another glorious week of being alive. We in June, summertime. Summertime in that cutlass. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle, man. Shout out to everybody that's still alive in this thing. Where you can hear this, you can see this, whatever. We alive. We good to go. We breathing. We thriving. We hustling. We scrambling. We surviving. You know what I'm saying? If you got the time to watch a podcast, to listen and laugh, that's a blessing right there. We already up. We already up. If we woke up this morning, we up. We up, man. Be grateful. We living in gratitude. We taking it in. Take in those moments. Take in those good moments, man. Whatever you got going right now, be grateful for the blessings that you do have. If you're watching me right now, that means you probably not homeless. You got a phone. You got the internet. These are little things, man. These are blessings. Even if you don't like where you live, at least you have a place to live. You know what I'm saying? You got a place to call home. You got a shower. You got food. You got people to care for you. You got clothing, clean clothes. You got running water. You got hot water. You got showers. You got soaps. These are the blessings right here. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not where you want to be, you still have the potential to get where you want to be because you're still alive and you're thriving and you're hustling and you're scrambling. So take that in. Take in those moments. If you got a moment of peace where you're unsettled, but you got that little moment of peace, take that in. If you're in a bad spot, if you're down, if you're struggling right now, if your heart is hurting, you want to end it all right now, just know that those feelings are not permanent. As bad as and intense those feelings are, just know that where you are, if you're in a dark place, just know it won't be dark forever. It will not be dark forever. You know what I'm saying? It's just a moment. It's just a moment. I know it feels like, man, it's always going to be this. It's not. It's not always going to be good. It's not always going to be bad. As long as you know that, then we got something to work with. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's tough. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. But just know it won't be like this forever. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be some changes. It's going to be some changes. It might be a slow change. It might be a quick change. It might be a change you never even saw coming. So just know that nothing is forever. So, man, just know that, man. Got a mirror in here on the ones and twos, man. We back up in this. We back up in this. I want to give a shout out to my patron saints because they made the commitment. IG Live, they made the commitment over here. They made the commitment. They put a ring on my finger over here. They put a ring on my finger. You know what I'm saying? G-Man, Kiyomi, Takara, Candy Cammy, Tanisha, Zakia, Slick Dome, Tony Ant, Ryan, Bilal, Zay Nova, Kobe McGuire, Hardly Surprised, Overdrive, Miranda, KC, Nana P, 2 Jelson, Gladys Diaz, Lutetia, Not of This World, Overdrive Pixie, Brandon Peterson. I mean, Brandon Preston, my bad. I don't know where I got Peterson from. Shobson, Raphael Armand, Lana, Randomly CJ, Tanisha Turner, Cutie B, Miranda Cummings, Dayo, Candy Cammy. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me, man. Shout out to y'all, man. H-Town T, Savants X, Shayla, Ryan, Jawan, Trey Porter. I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for making the commitment, unlike some people over here in the IGville. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to make the commitment to me. Join my Patreon, y'all. Make it official, man. Join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab. Become a member. A paid member, too. All right. I want to get something off my nipples right here, right now. I know I started with the optimism, but I want to get the bullshit off my nipples right here, right now. Okay, I got something to say. I got to say my piece, and I feel how I feel, and I just want to get it off my nipples. All right. So there's a comedian that I know who I consider like a friend, you know what I'm saying? And no, I'm not cutting off the IG Live just yet. I'm not cutting it off just yet. So she DMs me. She sends me, I posted a clip of my stand-up where I talk about me finding out the truth about my father's situation, right? Now, there's several clips. I got several clips about it, but it's me telling the story of how I found out my dad wasn't my dad. And, you know, I'm going through, you know, my fatherhood journey into finding out who my father is, right? She sends me a clip back in the DM. She was like, yo, this is such and such joke, T. Why are you playing? And I'm just like, so I laugh at it because I'm just thinking like, yo, this is my real life. I just thought she was joking because clearly, you know, this is my real life. It's not even a joke. It's not even material. I'm just telling y'all the story of my life. She's like, this is such and such joke. Why are you playing? She said, stop playing, T. And I'm just like, I laugh. She's like, oh, you laughing at that? You're weird. And then it's radio silence. It's radio silence from this person. I'm just like, wait, what are you talking about? And then I see that she unfollowed me. So I have her number. So I text her, like, are you serious with this? No response. Then I call, no answer. I call again later on that day, no answer. I send DMs, like, what you talking about? Nothing. Radio silence ever since. This has been weeks now. And I'm just like, yo, what the hell is it? Where is this coming from, first of all? And this is somebody, you know, this is another comedian, a woman, somebody I respect, somebody I value. And I'm just like, yo, what are you talking about? Radio silence. So I'm just like, yo. So then I was thinking, I was like, yo, did somebody hack your account? Like, you know, but I have no answers because she went radio silent. So I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Especially saying that I'm working somebody else's joke when I'm literally on stage talking about my own life. It's not even a premise. It's not even a trending topic. It's literally the story of how I found out about my father. And so I'm just like, what the fuck is this? So I'm pissed. So if it really is her, I'm super pissed. Because it's just like, why would you bring something up and then dip off into the bushes when I'm asking you about it? Stand 10 toes down in your accusation then. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a conversation. If you're going to accuse me of stealing somebody's joke, let's talk about it. Don't run and hide. You put 10 toes into that response. So let's talk about it. And so now I'm not going to tell y'all who it is, but I'm just like, so now I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? And this is somebody that I had high regards for. And so I'm just like, so now I can't even get my shit off. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my shit off. Let's have a discussion. Let me see where you coming from with this accusation. So I'm just like, but why bring something up and then hide, though? Why bring something up and then hide? If I'm going to accuse you of stealing the joke and you come back with the conversation, I'm going to be like, yeah, you stole this joke because blah, 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 this, that, and the third. Especially somebody you know. You know what I'm saying? You got my number. I got yours. You know what I'm talking about? So it's just a weird... It's weird. So now I'm just like, and I even tried to reach out recently, like a couple days ago, still no answer on the phone. I'm just like, and then I tried to reach out to the comedian they said I stole from, and I don't know where she been, but I can't get into contact with her either. So I'm at a loss. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? What is this? What is this? And so now I'm just like, you know, I feel stunted. I feel like I can't get my shit off, and I hate that feeling. I like to get my shit off. I like to get my shit off. So if you're going to bring something up and run and hide, then you just weird. That's just weird movements, if it's really you. I'm still giving you the benefit of the doubt and saying somebody hacked your account, but if it's really you, you're moving weird. You're moving weird, and I'm clipping this, and I'm posting it on the page, and I hope you see it so I can get my shit off. But yeah, so that's what I had to get off my nipples. And I'm not telling y'all who it is because I still, you know what I'm saying, I still got respect. But yeah, man, I'm just like, what? Especially the joke about me finding out about my father. Like, what are we talking about? This is true life shit. This ain't me talking about, man, you know the difference between cats and dogs. You know, cereal is like this. You ever go out on the first date dating in L.A.? Nah, it ain't even that type of joke. This is like my personal business. This is so personal. I had to check with my mom to make sure it was good that I even talk about this on stage. That's when you know the shit ain't made up. When you be like, Mom, are you good with me talking about this? And she was like, you know what? Do your thing. And I was like, I had to get the blessing to even go here, to even post the clip. So come on, man. Miss me with that. This shit is true life. Anyway, but yeah, I had to get that off my nipples, man. It was sitting on my nipples heavy. Had to get it off my chest. Anyway, IG Live. I'm cutting y'all off, though. If you want to see the rest of this verbal cardio, you know what to do. Join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon tab. Join up in the paid membership so you don't get cut off like this. Because the Patreon Saints, they in here partying. They in here partying, throwing tomatoes, giving me scissor signs to cut y'all loose. They cutting y'all loose. They like, man, shut it off, Tone. And I'll be trying to give y'all a taste of what you've been missing. Don't be crying. All you got to do is join. All you got to do is join, man. I'm better than anything you subscribe to already. Well, not, you know, all right, you know, Netflix, Amazon Prime is pretty dope. But I'm giving you that personal connection. I'm giving you a shout out. I'm asking how your day was, how you feeling. I'm asking you what you had for dinner. Netflix would never. Amazon Prime would never. Hulu would never. ESPN would never. You know what I'm saying? I care about your lives. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? I'll be looking at your pictures and such. But anyway, man, join my Patreon. I'm cutting it off. I'm cutting it off right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? And if you like my shirt, at Don is Dope on Instagram. Pull up on that, man. Boom. Pow. So, you say give him the IG vasectomy. That's cold-blooded. Also, I have a vasectomy. I want to tell y'all this. I talked about this on stage, but I want to tell it to y'all. If you have health insurance, get your money's worth. Get your money's worth. If you got health insurance, you paying whatever you pay. Now, some of y'all, you might not even realize how much you're paying because you got health insurance through your job. Get your money's worth. Why are you out here just using your health insurance when it's an emergency? Nah, man. Anything you paying top dollar for, get your you're going to get your money's worth. And let's say you paying a couple hundred dollars. Let's say you paying a couple hundred dollars a month on health insurance or 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever you paying a month. You paying hundreds of dollars a month. Why would you not use that? Whatever your car payment is, whether your car payment is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 900 a month, you getting your money's worth, right? You driving the shit out that car. Whatever your utilities are, you using those light bills. You using that electricity. You using that gas. Whatever your rent is, you using the spot. Why would you be paying hundreds of dollars on health insurance and you ain't using it to the fullest? Just go in there. Go in there, get random checkups. Anything you're concerned about, go in there and get it checked out. Just because. Oh, just make sure you're on the up and up. That's what I'm doing. Well, my health insurance is expensive. So I'm getting everything checked. I'm rolling up. I'm pulling up. Look at this. Grab my sack. Squeeze it. What you see? Put the lube on. Look inside me. You know what I'm saying? Put the lube on. Look through me. Put the X-ray plates on my chest, cue it up. What my skeleton looking like? What my brain look like? What my skin looking like? All that. How my balls feel? My balls good? All right. Grab my booty cheeks. Spread them. Go in there. Look. What you seeing? Get your money's worth from this health insurance, man. Don't just wait until you're down and out. Now, if you're paying $26 a month, all right, the pressure's off. But I'm paying ridiculous amounts because I'm not getting it through a job because I don't have a job. I mean, I got a job, but it's not like a job. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So my colonoscopy finally happened, y'all. Finally. It finally went down. They finally went up in my booty hole. And God is good. All praise due to God, man. They found nothing in there. I was good to go. Clean as a booty whistle. So when I finally went up in there, and I was like, yo, And they were checking for me. This was the third time. So before I even got out of the waiting room, she was like, are you sure? You sure? I was like, it's clear. It's clear. Let's get it going. Now, mind you, even if it wasn't clear, at this point, I'd have been like, you know what? It's clear. I could have boo-booed black coffee. I'd be like, it's clear. It's clear. Go in there. Because at this point, I'm not doing the prep again. I'm not doing the prep for a fourth time. I had to starve for 2 days drinking that bullshit solution. I'm hungry. And y'all know I stay hungry, man. I stay hungry. My first words was hungry. My first words was hungry. Like, oh, okay. And I've been hungry ever since. So I had to do 2 days of prep. So I would have lied, but it was clear. But even that morning of, it was clear, but it kind of wasn't. But I was like, no, but it's clear. Because the night before, it was clear. I was like, y'all going to go in my booty hole. Y'all going to go in my booty. I was talking like I was just at a gay club, horny as hell. I was like, y'all going to go in my booty hole right here, right now. I want it. Go in there. So we finally get up in there. So I go into the operating room. I don't know, the procedure room, operating room, whatever. So they wheel me up in there. So when I go in there, they got the music cranked. They playing Super Freak by Rick James. I'm like, y'all playing Super Freak? Super Freak is the song y'all playing when I come in here for my colonoscopy. Like, this ain't the song that I'm, you know, first of all, you know, I think this is just a bad pick considering the type of procedure I'm about to have. Y'all playing Super Freak. She's super freaky on loud. Got the music cranked. I'm just like, what y'all finna be doing in here while I'm under? You know what I'm saying? Super Freak playing. Y'all got glitter going. Is that cocaine? Why is Rick James in here? I thought he passed. Like, I'm just like, what's going on? Why you got on the leather pretty woman boots in here? What the hell is this? That's what y'all be wearing in the medical facility? Where the Crocs at? You got on the pretty woman boots. And you, sir, why is your chest meat out, doc? Your chest meat is out. I don't like how your chest meat is out and my booty cheeks is out in this hospital gown. I don't know what's going on. So, Super Freak, huh? Okay. Now, they wheel me in there. They're talking to me. I'm talking to them. They got the music cranking. They put the little oxygen mask on me. Like, oh, okay, oxygen mask. And I see them start to administer the, you know, the anesthesia or whatever. So I'm like, oh, you putting that into my veins, huh? And so the next song that comes on, she's just like, yo, sing along to the music if you know the words. I was like, all right. And they were like, you feeling sleepy? I'm like, no, I feel normal. I feel the same. I'm feeling kind of relaxed, but I feel the same. He's like, oh, you feel relaxed? You feel the same? I was like, yeah, kind of. So I started to get worried. Like, I started to feel like they wanted to give me more, and I didn't want more. So IG Live is cut off. It's cut off, Coco. Chill. So I was like, all right, so Miss You Much by Janet Jackson was on. So I'm singing along. I miss you much. I miss you much. I really miss you much. I miss you much. I'm rushing home just as soon as I get in. I'm rushing home to see your smiling face. And then I woke up in another room. Just how I sang it just now. I was in mid-sing. I woke up in another room. I was just like, what the fuck? My friend Lisa that came to pick me up was sitting there. I was just like, y'all done? What happened? Yeah, we're done. I was like, I was confused. I was just like, how long y'all been in? Who? Hey. Lisa, when? What? Y'all done? Everything good? Yeah, everything's good. I was just like, yo, the fact that I was completely gone, mid-sing, I don't remember nothing. I'm rushing home just as soon as I get in. I'm rushing home to see your smiling. Another room. I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. I don't know what happened in there. Didn't feel nothing. Booty hole felt normal. I would have never known somebody was in there looking around with a flashlight. I would have never known. That's how powerful this stuff is. They could have did anything in there. And I'm waking up and I'm just like, well, damn. Now, mind you, this is not my first surgery. I had my appendix removed in 2014. But when I had my appendix removed, I remember more of a struggle to go under. And I woke up mid-surgery. I woke up in the middle of it, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of like panicking a little bit because I couldn't move. But I remember waking up and I was just like, yo, but this, there was no wake up. It was literally, I'm rushing home just as soon as I get in. I'm rushing home to see your smiling. Other room. And I was like, yo, this is wild. So now when I hear I miss you much, I'm going to be thinking about the other room. So my results were good. I got the pictures. I was looking at the pictures and stuff like that. Everything is on the up and up, thank God. So I'm glad I finally got it done. The staff there was fantastic. As soon as I left, you know, my friend Lisa had brought me some, she works at Trader Joe's, so she had brought me some like pineapple and like some carrot juice. I was on that food immediately. You hear me? I was on that because I did like 40 some hours of fasting, man. I was on it immediately. Now, before y'all get to going, who's Lisa? I've known Lisa since 2007. Just a friend of mine, long-term friend, so chill out. Because I know any woman I come into contact with, y'all be trying to lump me in there. Any woman that I post, any woman that's mentioned, y'all be like, oh, who's this? Man, y'all be on it, man. Y'all be on it. I wouldn't mind being lumped in. The lump in. Y'all be on. What that mean, Coco? What that mean you wouldn't mind being lumped in? All right. Let me do this ad, though. All right. Just as soon as I get in. No shit. Y'all stingy, man. Y'all territorial. All right, so now life doesn't happen bi-weekly, y'all. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So watch your payday. Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All right. So just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. All right. Get in on Earning. Man, what I wouldn't have done back in the day when I was working them 9-to-5s, I would have done it all. For Earning, man. I'd have been like, yo, give me that Earning. I'd have been on Earning's neck. Earning would have had my personal phone number. Because I'd have been like, hey, yo, Earning, man. I need that 500. Hey, yo, Earning, man. I'm back again, man. Let me get 75 up off you. Hey, yo, E. I'd have been calling Earning E. I'd have been like, hey, yo, E, man. Got this event that I didn't foresee. I got to get right for it, man. I got to get some hard bottoms. Let me get that Honda up off you. Hey, yo, Earning, man. How you doing, man? Happy Thanksgiving. Listen, Thanksgiving kind of wiped your boy out. Let me get 500. I'd have been on it, man. So earning is fire when you need that money in between, in the mean times. All right. Make earning a part of your financial routine and join earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." You know what I'm saying? So download Earning today, spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Verbal Cardio under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Verbal Cardio under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. They are not a bank, y'all. They just your partner. You know what I'm saying? Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on that earning, man. Get familiar with it. Earning is clutch. So, yeah, y'all. Get in on that earning life. So let me share this with y'all. So I feel conflicted. All right. Matter of fact, before I even get into this, let me double check something. Let me double check something right here, right now. So, okay. It's this Saturday. All right. Ooh, it's all weekend. So there's a watermelon festival this weekend out near where we shoot, you know, the podcast and stuff. And I'm thinking about going, but I'm conflicted. Because I'm black. I know it's silly. I know it's dumb. I know it's stupid. But you know, because I'm gonna be at the Watermelon Festival, like, hey yo, are they looking at me like, look at this coon? Are they gonna be looking at me like that? Of course he's here. He's black. But I want in on the watermelon. I've been eating watermelon every day for like months now. You know what I'm saying? And it just sucks that, you know, watermelon. Matter of fact, it shouldn't even be a negative stigma on black people that we like watermelon. Watermelon is good. And everybody likes watermelon. Watermelon is good. And it gave us livelihood after slavery. And I know they tried to shame us with the watermelon because we was making money off that shit. And they was mad. Oh, look at it. Only y'all eat watermelon, huh? That's because we was getting that money. And so, you know what? I'm going to the Watermelon Festival. I'm pulling up and I'm getting me some watermelon. I'm showing up because watermelon be good, man. Let's be real with ourselves. The reason black folks eat watermelon is because it's good. And why should I feel good? Why should I even be in my feelings about this? Yeah, I'm going to the Watermelon Festival. I'm pulling up either Saturday or Sunday. I'm getting a portion of the good watermelon because watermelon be right. It be refreshing. It be watery. It be sweet. It be juicy. They help with chapped lips the whole nine, man. Yeah, man. Why not? You only live once. I barely do anything anyway, man. Let me get in on the watermelon, man. Let me get my filks. I don't want to be a victim to the stereotypes, man. I don't want to be no sucker. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? This is one of my many pet peeves, y'all. This is one of my many pet peeves. I cannot stand, I loathe conversation cliffhangers. I cannot stand this. I loathe conversation, communication, cliffhangers. What is that you ask? When somebody hits you up and say, "We need to talk. I need to holler at you about something. Give me a call when you can. It's important." I cannot stand this. My anxiety goes through the roof when you just leave me at a cliffhanger like this. Let me know what it's about. I know we can't talk now, but at least give me a ballpark figure of what we got to talk about later, because my nerves is going to be shot until we talk. And I feel like people do this on purpose. Y'all doing this on purpose. I hate it. I can't stand it. Let me ask you a question. Dot, dot, dot. Gah! Just come with it. And please, just tell me the topic, the genre, anything. Don't leave me out here. We need to talk. It's important. Now I'm stressed. I gotta holler at you later on. Then you dip off. I'm like, oh, about what? About what? Oh, about what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't do people like that. I'll be like, yo, man, we need to talk. We need to talk about this later on, man. I want to talk about this watermelon festival. Hit me up when you can. I want to talk to you about this gig right here, right now. I just want to go over the formalities of the gig this weekend. I want to talk to you because, you know what I'm saying, I don't like our last conversation. I want to hash that out. Give all, that's all you got to do. It ain't gonna be no extra time to just tell the person what the genre is, what we talking about. How hard is that? Because God damn it, the anxiety of the unknown, you just added on purposely. It really pisses me off. Because you're adding stress to my life that's just unnecessary. At least let me know, all right, we're going to talk later about the gig this weekend. We're going to talk later about the conversation we had before. We're going to talk later about this because this is on their heart. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm just like, oh, man, dog. I'm about to get cussed out. I'm about to get my character assassinated. And then they call you, be like, here's what it is. You know, I just couldn't decide on which flyer that I wanted to post for the comedy. That's all you had to talk about? You could have gave me a hint that's what this is all about. You done stressed me out in my own mind. I'm going to make everything worse in my own mind. I have that type of mentality where I'll be like, the worst could happen. That's just... I'll be having that. I know it's not a good trait, but this is a trait that I have, and it's a trait that I struggle with. I'll be thinking the worst. I've been through a lot in life. The worst be happening. So please, when you're dealing with me, when you're talking to me, and we can't talk right now, we got to talk later, give me the genre. Don't be baiting me. Don't do no emotional baiting, no conversational communication tactics to get me to respond to you quicker. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's going on. Sick of this, man. I hate it. Yo, we need to talk. What about? What we talking about? What we talking about, man? Tell me right here, right now. No. We gonna talk. We gonna talk, but tell me now. Tell me right now, God damn it. What we talking about? Is it done? Are we in the hole? Am I getting repoed? Am I dying? What do I have? How much time do I have to live? Who died? Why? You hate me. I knew you hated me. I knew you hated me from the jump. I don't know what's going on. Stop doing that to people, man. It sucks. And you're doing it on purpose, and you ain't shit. Stop with the communication cliffhangers. Tired of y'all, man. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start ignoring you. Well, you do. We need to talk. And you ain't gonna give me. You ain't gonna give me no genre trailer. You ain't gonna tell me what it's about. You ain't gonna hint at it. I'm not even hitting you back. We ain't gonna talk. We ain't gonna talk. We just ain't gonna talk. Cause you know what you did. You know what you're doing. I'm gonna just be like, you know what? It must not be important since you don't want to drop a hint. You don't want to give me a clue as to nothing. You know what? I'm not talking. I'm out of here. I'm gone. We're done. Don't call me. Don't come by my house. We're done. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it on purpose. I put up a post yesterday on my story about how this is what I said. I'll tell y'all exactly what I said. I feel like it kind of hit a nerve with a few people because they were very responsive to it. And a lot of stuff that I post on my story doesn't get responded to. So I found it interesting that people was like, so I said, I can see why some people struggle with romantic relationships time and time again. It's you. That's what I put. I could tell, you know what I'm saying? Some people were like, who hurt you? I was like, I'm not hurt. But I'm just noticing certain things. I just see certain things. And, you know, I follow people that struggle with dating. I see it. Like, they struggle in and out, you know what I'm saying, on the struggle tip. And they be talking about dating a lot. They be focused on dating a lot. They be focused on finding the right person. And they get with somebody, and then it don't work out. And they get with somebody, and then it don't work out. And then they get with somebody, and then it don't work out. And I just be like, and then when I interact with them or talk to them or just see what they post and the things that they say, I'll be like, yo, I get why you're in the struggle. It's you. It's you. You got to take accountability somewhere. Somewhere. If you keep repeatedly taking these relationship L's, repeatedly, back to back, sometimes you got to look at the common denominator. Like repeatedly, all the time, over and over again, when you're actively looking for something, it's got to be you. It's either, you can't 100% blame everybody else when you keep taking the L's. That means you picking the wrong people. That means you making the wrong choices on who to deal with. Everybody ain't whack. But if you keep picking whack individuals, as you call them, what does that say about your picking skills? You can't pick the right fruit. It's you. You overlooking the shit you shouldn't have been overlooking. It's you. You glossing over the red flags in the desperation to get the relationship going, knowing that the red flags are already there. It's you. I get that sometimes you will be played. Sometimes it's out of your hands. Sometimes you was on the up and up and they completely fooled you. It was pure deception. But that doesn't happen as frequently as we make it out to be. It's not as many villains out there as we claim it is. There's a lot of villains. The villains are out there. But some people just like, everybody's whack? Everybody? After you done took 10 L's consecutively, everybody's whack. Where's the accountability on any front? Whether it be accountability in how you act within the relationship, whether it's accountability on how you select people, whether it's accountability on what you overlook. You know what I'm saying? It has to be some accountability on your end. Are you projecting when some people come towards you? Are you projecting the other bullshit onto this new person that had nothing to do with what you dealt with in the past? Now you're projecting it on them. Now it's just like, now you picking fights based on other shit. It's more projection than the AMC theaters. You coming in with the projection. I'm just like, well, damn, I ain't even do none of this. Why am I care? I'm not even interested in the person. I'm just like, wait, what am I walking into? Why is all this baggage here? I'm not even traveling. I'm not even on the trip. I got your suitcases in my hand. What the fuck is this? So I see why you're struggling. I see why. And a lot of people aren't good at looking at themselves and the choices that they're making. And they want to put it all on the other person. And then they want to come back and project that on you. They want to hand you the baggage. They want to throw all of that. And you just like, well, damn. So I see. I get it now. I get why you're in the struggle. I get it. And that's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. I was just like, you know, well, damn. Because for me, there are a lot of good women out here. It's a lot. They out here. When you really pay attention, when you really look, and you just be like, okay, all right, you know what I'm saying? Not every relationship is going to work out, but there's a lot of good women out here. There's a lot of them. I see them, I'll just be like. But I've never been somebody that struggled with relationships. And not to be that guy, well, I've never struggled. I've never struggled. I don't want to be that guy, but. And that's not to say I haven't had, you know, clearly I've had a divorce. I've had breakups. You know what I'm saying? Real success is you've been in the same relationship with the same person your whole life. That's success. But I also know that some quality women out here. Quality. Big time. So any type of like, you know, breakup or whatever on my, it might be on my end. I'll just be like, well, you know, it was on me. Like when I look at my breakups, it was on me. Every time. It was on me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't sit here and be like, man, women is trash out here. No. Some good women out here. They everywhere. They all over the place. Quality women. Just got to know how to look and where to find them. It's not about me really doing anything necessarily, but, you know, it's just... whether I want to be out of a relationship, you know what I'm saying? That falls on me too. Like if I want out, that falls on me for wanting out. So it's just like, I want out. And then, so I'll take accountability. Like if you want out of a relationship, you take accountability for wanting out. Regardless of why I wanted out or, you know, what led up to it, I still take the accountability if it's just like, you know what, this isn't working, I want out. And so I'll be like, I'll take that L. I'll hold it, you know, as the reason why we didn't work out because I wanted out. And so you have those scenarios, you know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, you ain't even do nothing. And sometimes they just want out and you just be like, damn, what'd I do? It's like, it's not really on you, but it's just not working out. And you're hurt. You know, you taking the heartbreak L, but it's like, all right. And stop calling people trash just because they don't want you. Just because somebody don't want you doesn't mean they trash. Don't be trying to paint them as a villain because they didn't want you. That's whack, man. Take the L with grace. Take the L with a nice three-piece suit on or a nice, elegant, you know, dinner dress on. Take the L with grace. And when I say L, I mean the elevated train in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? You on the train looking fresh as hell. Take that L with grace. You got a fur coat on the train. They are not automatically trash just because they don't want you. It's like those dudes that holler at women and they just be like, yo, what's up, baby girl? Nah, look out, man. Hey, man, fuck you there, bitch. Oh, now she trash now because she didn't want you? That's whack. That's whack. Why she gotta be trash? Just because they don't want you. You can't be mad at a person for feeling how they feel. Now, if they did you wrong, if they lying to you, if they using you, that's a different case. They are literally abusing you. But when it's just as simple as they just not feeling it, don't try to assassinate their character. Don't be calling them trash and whack just because they not feeling it. If they not feeling it, they not feeling it. And why you want to force it anyway? Because that's what a lot of people do, man. Just because, you know, oh, man, you don't want this. You know what? You whack. You trash. You're a fraud. You're fake. Like, what? I'm just not where you're at. Nah, man. You suck. Like, well, damn. So, yeah, man. If somebody don't want you, it hurts. I've been there. But I'll be taking my L's with grace. You know what I'm saying? If somebody don't want me in the same way I want them, I take my L with grace. I'll be like, respect. It hurts. You hurt my feelings. But respect. And then if they try to come back later on after, you know, they figure some things out or whoever they like diss them and then they come back to you, you have every right to opt out. You have every right to opt out when they circle the block. And when they come back around, you'd be like, nah, I'm good on you. You have every right. Or you could be like, well, let's get it in then. But, you know, just because they don't want you, man, don't be assassinating their characters. Don't be calling them trash. Don't be calling them out their name because you liked them. They was all good a minute ago. They was the bee's knees a minute ago. You was all in a second ago. You liked everything about them just 2 minutes ago. You wanted to drink their bath water 15 minutes ago, but now they trash? Now they whack? Now you don't see what you saw in them? Now you don't? Oh, man, I get it. It hurts. And it hurts, man. I've had my feeling hurt several times. But I still remain cool for the most part. Except for Darcella, man. Darcella, man. Darcella, I'm saying your name. Darcella, man, when you picked D over me, I was like, man, it's because he got a car, man. He shouldn't even be over here, man. We in high school, man. He already graduated. Get your old ass out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? Statutory McGee, man. You got a car. I can't compete with a car. I'm in high school, man. Then Darcella tried to come back around after everything fell through with D. Man, get off me. Get off my lap. And I had every right to be like, get off my lap. I wasn't rude to her. I didn't call her whack, but get off my lap. You hurt my feelings when I was all in. Darcella. Darcella missed out, man. She missed out on a real one. You know what I'm saying? But she chose D because he had the car. And he had that dope starter coat. I remember that starter jacket he had. I was like, man, I want that starter jacket. And he got a car. I couldn't compete. And, he was D and she was Darcella. They had the D and D going. I was like, man, we could be D and T or T and D. Huh? No? Then she tried to hang out and was flirting with me later on. I was like, man, watch out. Watch out, man. And she was like, man, you not feeling me. I was like, nah, I ain't feeling you right here, right now, man. You had your opportunity, you blew it. Now, we can still be cool. And I want you to see all this personality you missed out on, man. I'm having a good time making people laugh. Get off my lap. You had your opportunity. You had your chance. But you pass me over. Pass over. Jesus. But I took my L with grace. I was taking mad L's back in the day. I was L. Ron Hubbard, LL Cool J. El Mariachi. That was me in the love department. In high school, I liked this one girl for mad long. She was always after the thugs, man. But she was liking me, but she wasn't. You know what I'm saying? She would make out with me and then dip back off. And the make out was, yeah. We had the kissing chemistry, man. The kissing chemistry is important. But she couldn't make that mind. Tony, you too nice. She told me I was too nice. I was like, you mother. You see. We too nice until you get raked over the coals by several dudes. Then you come back to the nice guy. Nah, man. Watch out. You had your opportunity. We had the kissing chemistry. But nah, it wasn't good enough. You too nice. I don't want to hurt you, Tone. You already hurting me right now. You hurting me with the rejection. But I hung in there for a while. I was like, yo, when you ready? When you ready? And then one time she was like, yo, you could have got this that day I was over at your house. I was like, man, but, you know, I didn't want to say at the time. I was a virgin, man. I ain't know that's what was supposed to go down in that moment. Because she came over and we was rubbing and kissing and touching. But then it was just like, you know, and she did. And plus my mom was in the living room, man. Watch out. I can't fully get it in here, right here, right now, man. Miles is in the living room, man. We mad young. I'm a virgin, man. What you want from me? I was ill prepared. I was ill prepared. But back then, you know what I'm saying? If you was a virgin, you hid it. You kept it tucked in. You didn't make an announcement that you was a virgin. Back in the 90s, like now, you could be a virgin and be proud. You'd be like, I am a virgin and I'm in high school and I'm proud of my virginity. Yeah, we're virgins. Yes. And everybody dapping it up and they holding each other's virgin ass hands in their community. We got an Instagram page, the Virgins of Crestmount High. We're here. We're strong. We're proud. You got a community now. We didn't have this in the 90s, man. If you was a virgin, man, you a virgin, man? Look at this guy, man. Look at the virgin, y'all. Hold him. Grab him and hold him. He's a virgin. Hey, man, watch out, man. What you listening to Jodeci for, Tone? You a virgin. Hey, man, watch out. Hey, turn that 12 play off. You don't know nothing about bumping and grind, Tone. Hey, man. Hey. Watch out, fellas. What you listening to Wu-Tang for, man? You a virgin, man. Turn that grown stuff off. Hey, guys. Hey. So you kept your virginness under wraps in the 90s as a boy. The pressure was on, man. The pressure was on to not be a virgin. And I was never a virgin. If you ask me, I was never a virgin. If you ask me. From first grade on up. Nah, man, I'll be taking them down. I'll be taking them down, man. Watch out, man. Look out. I've been out here. I'm smashing everything moving. Who you smash? You don't know her. She went to another school. She was over there at DuSable. DuSable, yeah. She goes to DuSable over there. You know what I'm saying? You don't know her, man. She don't go here. Yeah, I got cousins in DuSable. Oh, you got cousins in DuSable? No. She had to DuSable in Michigan. Not the DuSable out here. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Tone, didn't you say you had a girl in DuSable, man? You know what I'm saying? My cousin go to DuSable out there in Michigan. Did I say Michigan? Nah, I'm at the DuSable in Maine. Yeah, we went together for a long time. We had threesomes the whole nine, man. Smash all the time. She over there at the DuSable in Maine. I think it's Vermont. Was lying the whole time, yo. Big lies. They be like, Tone the virgin? No, I ain't. Who you been with, man? You don't know her. I took a trip to Mule Shoe, Texas. I was in Mule Shoe, and we just got it in right there, man. We was at the All Subs gas station. She came around the corner. I put it in. They were like, no, you didn't, Tone. Yeah, I did, man. It was crazy. It was wild out there in Mule Shoe, Texas. You don't know her, though. I was lying my ass off. Tell her you a virgin. No, I ain't, man. No, man, I smashed these two girls. They live in Lubbock, Texas. One in Lubbock, Texas, one in Amarillo. Yeah, man, I took them down one at a time. One was watching and waiting, and then I smashed the one that was watching and waiting. And then the other one was watching and waiting while she got finished off. And I was in both cities simultaneously. You don't know them. It was a tornado that night. I smashed them both. Just big lies. Big lies. Hey, Tom, man, you a virgin? No, I ain't, man. You don't know her, though. You know? She in Albuquerque, New Mexico, man. You don't know her. Out there in Rio Rancho. Yeah, we smashed like 8 times in one night. It was crazy. For real, yeah, I was a sophomore. She was a senior in college. It was crazy out here, man. I'm out here getting after it. I'm getting it in. I'm smashing everything breathing. It was like, hey, Tom, man, you a virgin. No, I'm not, man. You don't know her, man. Des Moines, Iowa. Polished off 2 girls out there, man. I was there for 2 hours. I smashed 2 of them. I was just passing through. For real? Yeah, what was you doing in Des Moines, Iowa, man? I was just driving around. You ain't even got no driver's license, Tone. You're 15. Hey, man, I was driving. I had a motorcycle. Had a motorcycle. They hopped on. They hopped right on my shaft. It was crazy out there in Des Moines, Iowa, man, just passing through. Oh, that's wild. Yeah, it's crazy out here. I'm in these streets. Virgin the whole time, my whole high school career, virgin. Tough. But let me tell it, I was never a virgin, man. You'll never catch me slipping. You'll never catch me slipping. Even in elementary school, when they was talking sex, I was like, yeah, I popped a girl's cherry, man. What are you, crazy? I pop cherries every weekend, man. I'm popping more cherries than, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, man. Come on. What are we talking about here, man? I'm getting it in. I'm getting it in night after night. Watch out, man. Tony Chamberlain, man. Wilt the Stilt, man. Watch out. I'm out here, man. You in second grade, Tom. I know. You ain't getting in on these smashes, man. Watch out. I'm out here getting it in. How come we don't know her, though, man? It's crazy, man. She don't go to this school. She don't go to this school. She go to the school out there in Hyde Park, Delaware. Mm-hmm. We got it in. It was crazy. It was wild. A good old insecurity of the youth. It was crazy. I lost my virginity after high school. And then when I lost my virginity, I was a virgin. I lost my virginity. Like, I've never had sex. It was crazy backwards. Crazy backwards. Let me nerd out for a second before we get out of here. Let me nerd out for a second on my box office type stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm switching gears. I'm getting out my sex life, huh? All right. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, right? So first of all, Stephen A. Smith was really holding on to his anger towards Will Smith about the slap. He was really like, no. No, he owes us an apology. He just hasn't rectified the slap with us. Like, Will Smith doesn't owe us the apology. He owes Chris Rock and really Tony Rock an apology. I saw an interview with Tony Rock. Tony Rock was on Matt Hoffa's show, and he was saying that, you know, Will Smith owes him a conversation because Tony Rock and Will Smith actually have a friendship. You know, Tony Rock was a regular on the show All of Us, which was, you know, produced by Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and so they're really friends. And so I feel like Tony Rock has valid beef because Will Smith is somebody he considered a friend. And Tony Rock is Chris Rock's brother. So a lot of people are like, yo, Tony shouldn't be mad anymore. I get why he's mad. Like, if you slap my brother at the Oscars, I'm going to hold on to that until we have a conversation. If you slap any one of my brothers, or if you slap my sons, whatever, my family members, I'm holding on to that until we have a discussion. So Tony Rock is absolutely within his bounds on this, especially since Will Smith and Tony Rock had a friendship. Let's say I'm good friends with somebody and I slap your family and we're friends. I owe you a conversation. I owe you an apology, not only to the person I slapped, but you, like, let's say the beef was more valid on both ends. Let's say Chris Rock was super disrespectful to Jada Pinkett and they end up getting into it. They just have a full fight. I'm going to still come to my friend that's also the brother of whoever I fought, and I'm going to have a conversation with you. I'm going to be like, yo, man, I'm sorry it had to go down like that. You know, I got tremendous respect for you as a man. And, you know, I fought your family. So I just want to apologize on that end. And you know, I hate that it came to that. But given our friendship, I just wanted to talk to you as well. And, you know, I know if you got to pick sides out of loyalty, I get you going with family. Totally understandable. But for me, I just want to come to you as a man and just be like, I'm sorry it went down like that. Now, whether or not I was, you know, sorry about the fisticuffs or not, that's irrelevant. But it's just the respect thing of coming to somebody that you consider a friend about a situation it's a tricky situation to be in. So other than Tony Rock and Chris Rock, you know, Will Smith doesn't owe us shit. He doesn't owe us shit. You know what I'm saying? And so that's how I look at that. And so, you know, so Bad Boys, Will Smith had a lot riding on Bad Boys. He needed this movie to do well. And whether Stephen A. is going to the movie theater or not, it didn't matter. The movie is doing well. So the second weekend drop off of Bad Boys Ride or Die, it fell only 40% from the opening weekend. That's a great hold for a rated R sequel. 40% in the second weekend, that's very good. That's a very good drop off, because they were predicting like a 50% drop off. 40%. That's the second best second weekend hold in the Bad Boys franchise. The first Bad Boys only dropped 29% back in 1995. So for this to be the second best, we already four films in, for it to drop only 40%, that's a great hold. And so now we over 100 million domestically, over 200 million worldwide. So it got me to thinking, like, yo, this is a successful action movie franchise. So I started thinking about action movie franchises with movies that have four or more. And I was like, yo, Bad Boys is actually killing. All right, so Bad Boys, the first Bad Boys, made 65.6. This is a gross point bake. 65.6 million domestically, 141 million worldwide. The second Bad Boys makes 138 million, 272 worldwide. The third Bad Boys makes 202 million, 424 million worldwide. And this is at the cusp of the pandemic. So the pandemic came while it was in mid-stride, so it would have made even more. So Bad Boys 4 is already at 113 million domestic, 215 worldwide in two weekends. So I was like, yo, Bad Boys is looking right. So it got me thinking. I was like, all right, well, let's see what these other movie, you know, action movie franchises are doing with four or more. John Wick. The first John Wick made 43 million domestically, 87 worldwide. The second one went up to 92 million domestically, 171 million worldwide. The third John Wick made 171 million, 326 million worldwide. John Wick 4 increased by a little bit domestically with 187 million. But worldwide, it increased even more to 432 million worldwide. So what I notice is with the little trend here, that the third ones, if the second one is good. Because the second one is good, we're going to have a little increase on the second one. If the third one is fire, it's going to be a big increase. And then the fourth one is hit and miss in terms of like, but in John Wick's case, each film is making more than the one before it. Bad Boys 4 has the potential to pass 3. I don't know if it's going to pass 3. Well, we're going to see. Lethal Weapon. First one made 65 domestically, 120 million overseas. I mean, worldwide. Lethal Weapon 2 made 147 million domestically, 227 million worldwide. Lethal Weapon 3 made 3 million less than 2 domestically, but it made more worldwide with 319. And then Lethal Weapon 4 made less than 2 and 3. At 130, it made 285 worldwide. So that's the second best worldwide. So Lethal Weapon 4 kind of went down from the other ones. Now, Fast and the Furious, I'm just doing the first four, right? The first Fast and the Furious made 144 million, 206 million worldwide. Too Fast, Too Furious made 127 million domestically, 236.4 worldwide. So it increased. Tokyo Drift took a L. Ron Hubbard. Tokyo Drift brought the property value down. Now I'm not doing all 10. Tokyo Drift made 62 million domestically, 157 worldwide. And the Fast and Furious 4 went back up to 155 domestically, 359 million worldwide. So the fourth one ended up being the highest grossing of the first four worldwide and domestically. And then we have Die Hard. The first Die Hard did 85 domestically, 143 million worldwide. The second one did 117 million domestically, 239 worldwide. We still growing. The third one decreased domestically with 100 million, but increased worldwide with 366 million worldwide. And then Die Hard 4 made 134 million domestically, which is the most, and 382 worldwide, which is the most. Of course, we're not adjusting for inflation, but that's neither here nor there. So I didn't get to the Expendables and like Death Wish and all that because I got sleepy last night, but that's all I have written down here. So Bad Boys is doing well, and it's part of a successful action movie franchise that's doing numbers, four films in. Bad Boys, John Wick, Lethal Weapon, Fast and the Furious, even though Fast and Furious 3 took a L. Ron Hubbard, but you know, 5, 6, they started doing crazy numbers. And then Die Hard did well as well. Die Hard 5, though, took a L. Ron Hubbard. Die Hard 5 shat the bed. Out of these action movie franchises, which is my favorite? Lethal Weapons are undefeated. I like all four Lethal Weapons. Fast and the Furious, I didn't really like 2 or 3 or 4. I didn't really like 4 either. I like 5. 5 is my favorite. But Fast and Furious is not my favorite action movie franchise. That's off the table. Die Hard, the first four Die Hard movies are good, even though I feel like Live Free or Die Hard was kind of soft because they went to PG-13, so that affected me a little bit. But the first three Die Hards were fire. I think Die Hard 1 is the best, followed by number 3. I should do a verbal cardio answering movie hot takes. I'm down for that. Sure, I could do that next weekend, but y'all got to remind me. Remind me about the hot takes. And Bad Boys, to me, I like all four Bad Boys. I feel like 4 is better than 3. The first two Bad Boys are the strongest. John Wick is so good that I still don't know which John Wick is my favorite. I still don't know. I feel like 2 is my favorite John Wick, but I'm not sure. But I feel like 3 is the worst Bad Boys. John Wick 4 might be the worst of the 4. Lethal Weapon 3 is my least favorite Lethal Weapon, but I like them all. I like all the John Wicks too. I like all the Bad Boys. Tokyo Drift is easily the weakest Fast and Furious movie. And same, QDB, same. And then Die Hard 1 is the best. Die Hard 1 is one of the best action movies I've ever seen. Period. And then I would go 3, and then I would go 2, and then 4. And then 5 is dead last. So, but there are other action movie franchises that I wanted to look at and, you know, doctor up and all that good stuff. But anyway, I don't want to bore y'all with this nerdy stuff. But yeah, I would love to do a verbal cardio with movie hot takes. That'd be fire. That would be amazing. What about The Matrix? Oh, I forgot about The Matrix. I never got a chance to do the numbers on The Matrix. I do know this off the top of my head. The first Matrix did like 170-something domestically. The second Matrix did about 290 domestically. The third Matrix did like 130-something domestically. So the second Matrix is the highest grossing Matrix. And then the fourth Matrix didn't do that much at all domestically or worldwide because they kind of matched it with streaming. They did a double release on that, and it was trash. Part 4 was trash. So part 4, the numbers are way lower than the other 3 films, which really takes The Matrix out of the running for like best action movie franchises. I'm going to make a list of the best movie action movie franchises, but I got to incorporate Death Wish. I got to incorporate The Expendables. I got to incorporate Dirty Harry. And I'm trying to do if they have 4 or more. And it's got to be like contemporary action. Well, like, you know, that style of like action right there. Like, I don't want to incorporate like Sword and Sandals or like, you know, Lord of the Rings, even though it's kind of like action, but it, you know, trying to keep it in that vein. The Rush Hour, we need one more Rush Hour. We need another. Well, Blade is comic book. That's a different story. Equalizer got 3. Rambo is in the conversation. That's action. And it's got 5. Yeah, Rambo has 5. I wanted to do Rambo as well. Terminator is also in the conversation. I want to do the Terminator. Yeah, I'm gonna come up with my 10. I'm gonna rank the action movie franchises based on the strength of each entry. I'm gonna rank them. Anyway, I gotta get the hell up out of here, man. It's been long enough. I want to thank y'all. Shout out to the Chatsworth for being fantastic producers on Verbal Cardio. Shout out to Amir on the ones and twos. I want to thank y'all for listening, being patron saints. I want to thank y'all for listening to me, whether you watch it or whether you just listen. I appreciate y'all for hearing me out. Thank you for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Cardio.